Los Angeles had the good fortune of hosting the games in 1984, so that when they were awarded the games in 1978, it followed three pretty disastrous Summer Olympic games. First in 1968 in Mexico. Those games were preceded by a student protest the week before the games, and the government repressed the student protest and killed approximately 200 students. The games themselves were marred by very heavy air pollution and complaints from the athletes. And then, of course, there was the Black Power salute by two of the African-American medalists on the U.S. team. They were protesting racism in the United States. The games took place right after the assassination of Martin Luther King. So that all of that created bad images, bad optics for the 68 Olympics. In 1972, the Munich Summer Games were the games when terrorists invaded the Israeli compound and resulted in 16 people were killed. In 1976 in Montreal, there was terrible mismanagement by the Montreal Olympic Committee, and the final cost of the games ended up being nine times more expensive than the initial projection. And so when it came time to bid for the 1984 games, Los Angeles was the only city in the whole world that was willing to do it. And Los Angeles went to the IOC and said, look, we'll do this, but we demand two things. First thing we demand is that you let us use the facilities that we used back in 1932 when we hosted the games. And the IOC had never done anything like that before. And the second thing they said is, we want you to be the financial backstop. So if we have cost overruns or we run a deficit, we want you, the IOC, to financially guarantee the games. The IOC said, okay. And here again, never before and never since has the IOC done that. So that was one special circumstance. The other special circumstance was with Barcelona in 92. It's a little bit more complicated to explain, but basically what happened is after Franco died in 1975, he, of course, had been a dictator for Spain for about 40 years, the Barcelonans decided that they had a new vision for their city. The city had been neglected under Franco, and one of the things that had happened was the manufacturing and warehousing district had sprung up between the sea and the central streets of the city, and they wanted to open the city to the sea. And so they had a vision for the reorganization of the city, and based on that vision, they generated a plan in the late 1970s. And then well after the plan had been developed, along came the idea or the possibility of hosting the Olympics in 92. And they looked at whether hosting the games would fit in with and be consistent with the plan for the city, and they decided that it was, and that it would involve not very much extra expense. And on that basis, they hosted. But the important ingredient here is that the plan preceded the decision to host the games, so that it wasn't the IOC vision imposed from the outside that changed the city. It was an internal vision. And I think that, together with some other factors, made Barcelona a success as well.
Those backing the Boston Olympics promise we won't go to the taxpayers, but can an Olympic Games in this day and age host the world without the taxpayers kicking in at least something?
No, they can't. And, you know, it's interesting that they keep saying that, but when you look at the bid documents that they submitted, it becomes more and more illusory, more and more elusive, the notion that there wouldn't be public funds. And not only will there be public funds, but there'll probably be $5 or $10 or more billion of public funds when you think about the details of what needs to be done. You know, it's interesting. London started out with London, which hosted the games in 2012. They started out with an initial bid that was under $5 billion. They ended up with a final bid that was over $18 billion, without even including the infrastructural investments. So I think that it's pie in the sky and it's irresponsible. And the closer you look at the details of the Boston bid, the more easy it is to be convinced of that.
And it seems now the Boston bid has sort of transformed into a Massachusetts bid. There are promises that the whole state will benefit. How will the Berkshires or Springfield or the Pioneer Valley benefit from a Boston game, if possible?
Well, I'm not sure that there is a benefit there as such. What's interesting is that the United States Olympic Committee picked Boston over Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco, and they said the reason they picked Boston was because its design was walkable. That is to say, all of the venues were condensed in the Boston area, and that they were walkable from one to the other, or you could take public transportation to get very close to the venues. And now, of course, as it became more and more evident that they were going to be needing Massachusetts money to host this, many of the representatives from Western Massachusetts said, well, wait a second. Holyoke is the birthplace of volleyball. Springfield is the birthplace of basketball. The Westfield and the Deerfield Rivers are clearly the best places to hold whitewater events. We want some events here, too. And now it looks like some of the if the Boston bid does prevail in the end, that Western Mass will get a bunch of the competition and the Olympics won't be walkable anymore. But whether that's actually a true benefit or not in terms of economics is still very much up in the air.